Good evening. How are you guys tonight?
Real good. How are you, Kevin?
Good. My question comes out of Acts, the book of Acts, in 19. My question is it at times they had to lay hands on people for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And today, as we accept Jesus as our Savior, we're assured that we receive the Holy Spirit. What was the purpose of it then, to lay hands on them?
Well, you'll see a number of examples in the Bible where they laid hands on the disciples for being ordained. It wasn't just for receiving the Spirit. There was something about the touch. You know, sometimes Jesus touched people when he healed them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like transferring your a love to that person, virtue. Sometimes the Bible says virtue went out of Jesus and he healed them all. I'm searching for a scripture here. You know, they actually had a doctrine. And let me see here. Here it is. Hebrews 6:2. Evidently, the New Testament spent a lot of time discussing this issue of laying on of hands. And it says, therefore, I'm going to read Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of doctrine, of baptisms, or of laying on of hands, or the resurrection of the dead. Evidently, the apostles in the time of Christ had a teaching regarding the laying on of hands. They clumped right in there with baptism and resurrection and judgment and very basic, rudimentary Christian elements. And we, I think, have lost that basic doctrine of laying on of hands.
Mm-hmm.
But if you study what you see in the Bible, Old and New Testament, there's a lot of instances where they laid hands on the deacons when they commissioned them. Jesus laid hands on the apostles. And it says in verse 11 in Acts chapter 19 that God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Now, it's not always required because Jesus, you know, he healed someone's servant without them even showing up. He healed a woman's daughter at her request when the daughter was another place. But more times than not, even when Christ raised the dead, he would touch the girl by the hand and lift her up, except with Lazarus he spoke. But there was something conveyed in the touch. And there was a doctrine in the early church, it mentions right here in Hebrews, that has sort of evaporated. We need to rediscover.
That's in Hebrews 6:2?
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2. It seemed to be a very basic doctrine because it's lumped right in there with baptism, resurrection, eternal judgment, faith, repentance, these are very elementary fundamentals of Christianity. And right in the middle of that, it's got of laying on of hands.
Okay.
And so there was a teaching that you were to commission people. Now, I had prayer this weekend for someone who asked to be anointed for an illness. And according to James, we laid hands, James chapter 5, we laid hands on that person for healing. So it's done in healing. It was done in commissioning a person. It was done in praying that they should receive the Spirit. When I was in Russia, Kevin, we baptized about 200 people at the end of a meeting I did there, and they all wanted me to baptize them. Well, that wasn't possible. And for one thing, my Russian was very poor, and so I wanted the local pastors to baptize them. But I said, before you get in the swimming pool, I will lay hands on every one of you and pray for you. And that meant so much to them.
Mm-hmm.
And but I couldn't baptize. It would take forever to baptize 200 people.
Yeah.
And so, but that satisfied them. And, you know, from that time on, I've thought it's important to touch people and pray with them before or after their baptism.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
That answers it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Kevin.